We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The mayor of Richmond, LeVar Stoney, is back with us, and I appreciate you calling in, Mr. Mayor. Henrico has really been rocked with some bad numbers at one particular healthcare facility in the West End. It appears to me, looking at the numbers, that Richmond's escaped that for the moment. What's your assessment?
Yeah, you know, Henrico's had a cluster, John, over at that Canterbury Rehabilitation Center, that nursing home, sort of akin to what occurred in Seattle and in the state of Washington. I know there's a number of individuals have been infected. I know there's, 16 deaths? I mean, my heart just goes out to not just John Fotokas and the residents of Henrico, but also the families who are involved there as well. To just in a couple weeks' time to lose your family members, you know, your loved ones. I know they're having a difficult time, and it's tough to watch. It's tough to see. You know, a part of this whole thing, John, is that sometimes you just feel a little bit helpless, right? Because you're up against an enemy, and I call the virus an enemy that you know nothing about. Really, I mean, you don't know how it spreads, and you know, now they're saying talking and breathing could potentially spread this disease, and so that's what some of the experts are saying. So it's a tough enemy to fight, but I think we're doing the best we can here in the city of Richmond. You know, we have 60 plus positive cases, but I am sure that there's more since the testing has lagged in the region. I'm sure there's more out there, but we got to all do our part, and I've been preaching that on your station for, I guess, the last 3 weeks. Today is a week, marks the third week, 3 week anniversary since us and the counties came together and announced this state of local emergency. So we're doing everything we can. You know, the governor provided a stay at home order earlier this week, and we responded by closing off access to the James River Park system and to athletic courts throughout the city as well. And it's my hope, it's my belief that the residents of the city will step up.
There were some people who were, I don't know that they were hypercritical of that decision to close off the outdoor recreation areas, especially if you limited the number of people who were there. Is there anything you're seeing data-wise that informed that decision, or is that just extra precautionary on the part of city management?
Well, you know, I think it's both. Number one, when you think about looking at the models, whether it's the University of Washington or other models out there that show that in Virginia and here locally, we may see a peak, an apex of the disease in, you know, middle of May to early June. That's just the apex. And then we start going down the curve from there. We're thinking of ways that we can continue to mitigate the spread of the disease and flatten that curve. And I think that we have to take all measures necessary. We do have data on this, that there were a number of people still gathering in groups at our parks, whether it's Pony Pasture or Texas Beach. I heard that folks were at the Bird Park tennis courts, you know, off of Arthur Ashe Boulevard, who are just, you know, because the beautiful weather, folks want to come out. But we have to have a different mindset about this. And so we did, I think, what was necessary. We took down nets at tennis courts. We took down the goals in basketball courts throughout the city. RPS closed their playgrounds. We closed playgrounds at parks as well. And you can still use these parks but they should be for walking, running, jogging, hiking. You can do that with the person you live with, but if it's with someone else who's outside of your household, you should stay 6 feet apart.
All right, if you take that step, this is something that was brought up on our afternoon program that, you know, Jeff Katz hosts here at WRVA in the afternoon. If we're going to take those extremes domestically here in the Richmond area to prevent citizens from interacting, do you have any insight on why we're still seeing buses from, you know, highly infected areas coming into the city? And has there been discussion about curtailing that and Amtrak trains and checking on people who might be arriving from places where they may be carriers?
Yeah, you're talking about, you know, the incident of what happened, and we lost two Richmond residents. I guess they were both instructors with Greyhound.
Right.
And that was obviously tragic to see that. And that's, you know, interstate commerce right there. And, you know, the governor hasn't closed down any, we still have, there are still some flights that are still flying in. There are still some, the train still works, but we've asked for folks not to, to really stay at home. And to me, a stay at home order means that you stay indoors. You only go out for essential activities. You're allowed to go out and work, to exercise and to get your mental health together by walking in the park or whatnot. But for the most part, you should be at home right now. And, you know, we still have GRTC operating here locally because we know that there are still a number of residents who are either on the front lines or are supportive of those on the front lines who still need to get to work. And so it's we all, as elected leaders and those who are government administrators, have to find a balance, obviously, in terms of, you know, what should continue to operate and what should cease. But I think here in Richmond, we found that good balance at the moment. And if need be, we will make further changes if necessary.
And real quick before I let you go, are city services still functioning? Do you feel like anybody who's in an emergency situation is able to get through to the departments they need, or have those activities been scaled back where you're
seeing
a lag or problem? Well,
sorry to interrupt, John. Those activities are still full bore ahead. You know, fire, police, the Department of Emergency Communications, which is 911, those are still available at full capacity for all our residents. We've obviously scaled some other services back as the city has been closed for the last few weeks. We have essential staff still reporting. Some are teleworking as well. So there should be no worry about those essential services, police, fire, 911, sanitation. Those still continue. And, you know, as you've seen maybe, John, that we're also still, you know, paving roads and maintaining our roads as well where we can. So a lot of things are still continuing, but obviously we've scaled back some part of our capacity.
And on the other end of that spectrum, what happened with your request for to-go cocktail sales to be approved?
Well, you know, John, I'm going to speak for myself right now, but I'm sure there are a lot of folks out there who could use a cocktail through this whole stay-at-home
order. Probably at 9:30 in the morning they could use one.
Hey, I'm not going to touch that
no judge
right there, but but I'm just saying, you know, this is an opportunity for our restaurants who are still open, who are providing takeout and delivery. You know, they're able to do this in other states around the country. I think it's time for us to catch up. And, you know, this could be beneficial to our restaurants as well, because they make a large portion of their proceeds come from those who are ordering craft cocktails at restaurants. And so I don't see why we shouldn't be able to do this, but that's going to be something that the ABC and the executive branch of the state government are going to have to tackle.
All right. Well, if you need a Republican to sign on to a letter that supports that, I will add my name to it for whatever it's worth.
I appreciate it. That's bipartisanship right there.
It is.
A time of crisis.
Richmond's Mayor LeVar Stoney, I appreciate the fact that you've been very open to coming on the air and responsive. Thank you.
Hey, thank you. Hey, stay safe and stay healthy, buddy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.